Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Olympics going on. And so now we have Olympic-themed stuff and things that you can watch.
The theme of this Binge Watch Weekend, because the Olympics are going on, and they're only going on for like one more week.
Yeah, that's it.
It's crazy how fast. It feels like it's forever, but it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks long, and we're almost done with the first one. So it's like bing, bang, boom, and then the Olympics.
All right, so we have two movies that are about Olympic sports or a fake Olympics. So the first one we have is on Disney Plus. It's one of Zach's favorite movies, sports movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It features the first ever Jamaican bobsled team.
Sanka, you dead?
Yeah, man.
The movie is called Cool Runnings.
Such a great movie.
It's such a fun movie. It's the movie about the Jamaicans and this this coach who was kicked out of the Olympics for doing whatever, and he decided to put together a Jamaican bobsled team. They had never seen snow. They'd never been around ice, and it's just a perfect family comedy movie.
Yeah, it's one where the kids will enjoy it even today. Adults will enjoy it, especially if you're an adult who watched it when you were a kid. You'll like it again. It's based on a true story, which is awesome. It has the legendary John Candy.
Yes.
God rest his, rest in peace. It's just, it's a feel-good movie. Everything's good about this
movie. It's so fun. Like Zach said, it holds up.
Mm-hmm.
It came out, I guess, in 1996
or
something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And it still holds up today because there was nothing that didn't age well with this movie.
Right, and you can train your children like they do in my house. So now anytime they like trip or fall, I say, Isabella, you dead?
Are you dead?
And she'll say, yeah, man.
All right, so we have another story on Hulu that's also about the Olympics, and it's also based on a true story. It's called I, Tonya.
That was a good one.
It stars Margot Robbie, who is turning into one of my favorite actresses in Hollywood right now. But it's a story of Tonya Harden, because we all know her to be the first American woman to complete a triple axel during a competition.
And then smash an opponent in the kneecap.
And then she ran into a little competitive drive that she
had.
And that would be the voice of Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh my God. I would say probably the single greatest dramatic moment in the history of the Olympics.
It was crazy.
It was insane when it happened.
Oh my God. It's a story of somebody so competitive that they hired somebody to injure their competitor.
Yep.
Like it's a.
And Margo is so great in that movie. I've watched it several times. It makes me laugh.
I gotta watch
it. I mean, look, there's parts. You like, this is funny.
I mean, you got
a personality.
It took over all news. It was the most newsworthy thing that went on in whatever year this was.
Like a lead pipe to the back of the knee.
Yeah, I mean, it's figure skating, and she hired her boyfriend and a couple of goons to hit her with a lead pipe in the kneecap. That was on live television.
Why?
And then she was allowed to skate anyway because of what happened.
Story.
And then there was a hilarious sort of backstory of Nancy's mom had some sort of degenerative sight condition.
Mm-hmm.
So they would show her, because, you know, they would show the family like watching the Olympics and everything. And Nancy's mom would watch TV with her nose on the screen. It was like right up to the screen staring at it because that's how she could see it. And it was just, the whole thing was hilarious and dramatic. And I mean, it was a movie, but it happened.
Yes. And they turned it into a movie. So that's on Hulu and it's called I, Tonya. And last but not least, it's on Peacock. Peacock right now, which those little sly devils, for all of the good Olympic sports that you want to see live, you have to get on Peacock. Because if not, it'd be on NBC later on tonight, but you already know who won.
Right, you want it live.
But they also have, and Zach and Monica, please hold back. Just let me finish before you jump in and yell.
Sit down.
They have a show on Peacock. It's called Olympic Highlights with Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg. All right, so what they're doing, and this is the show. I teased this yesterday by saying it's one that may not be for everybody, but it's Kevin Hart
and
Snoop
Dogg. But is it for anybody? That's the question.
It's Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg giving their own highlights of the Olympics, and it's actually legitimate highlights that they're being showed, and they're just talking through it the way that Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg would do. It's a bit much. It's all of Kevin Hart. It's the loud, it's the yelling, it's the finger pointing.
Well, you know he's ramping it up because that's what you have to do for
a show. I don't know.
Like
I think this may be his real personality. Like, I'm starting to pull back on what I think of hanging out with Kev.
Wearing you out, yeah.
Yeah, I think. And then Snoop, you know, this isn't what Snoop does. Snoop is low key. Snoop is under the influence. So he's He's trying to be funny. His jokes don't always land, but it is the essence of Snoop Dogg. So if you love Kevin Hart and you love Snoop Dogg, you will enjoy this. But if Kevin Hart annoys you, you will not enjoy this at all. But I have to let the people know it exists.
You know, annoying over-the-top energy and jokes that don't necessarily land properly, that's really this show.
That's
But
instead of one person, we got three. But yeah.
It was a team.
So on Peacock, Olympic highlights with Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg. On Hulu, I, Tanya. And on Disney Plus, Cool Runnings.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. You can go to K92MorningThang.com for all the details and the trailers.